Yeah! Here we go now, baby. We are right back into the action for another day of the week. Welcome to the Wednesday edition. Before you bet, right here on the Coverage YouTube channel, make sure you smash that subscribe button right down there. Make sure you hit the like button right down there while you are at it. And feel free to participate in the show here. Drop your best bet of the day in the live chat, or if you're watching the replay, hit up the comment section. Let us know what you are on here tonight. Okay, so we are going rapid fire style today for the NBA, for college hoops, and for the NHL. We'll look to get you in and out fairly quickly. So let's bring in our first guest of the day covering the NBA here with me, self-proclaimed prop betting king. Right, John?
Yeah.
You're killing that. That's what he calls himself. Yeah, that's what he calls himself around here in the office. Gives himself a nice pat on the back. Okay, John, let's get into it here today. Let's get right into the action. I'll get us started off in Toronto, where the Mavericks are in town. Second game of a back-to-back here for Dallas. I'm going to take the under in this game, a total of 237.5. So the Raptors have been an under machine at home. They've gone under 9 of their last 10 games in Toronto. Average combined score of 219.9 in those games, total 237.5 for this one. I think we're taking advantage of a nice scheduling spot here for Toronto as well. So check this out. In their last four games, they played the Pacers twice and Hawks once. Those two teams are among the teams that play in the highest scoring games in the NBA. All three of those games did go over, with Toronto crossing 120 points in all three games. I do not think they'll get to 120 versus the Mavs here. As a result of the scheduling spot, nice high total here for the Raptors, taking on a team who's much better on the defensive end. And you check out these teams defensively. What do they do well? Well, they play clean defense. I don't think we're going to get killed at the foul line here tonight. These teams come in at 5th and 6th and opponent free throw attempt rate over the last 10 games. Okay. Trip to Prop City. Kyrie Irving staying out of the headlines here this season, John. You like a bet for him tonight?
Yeah, I'm going 6+ assists for Kyrie Irving. So you said clean defense. I like clean defense too, because you don't get assists for free throws. So the one thing with Kyrie Irving here, so just 5 games ago, this total was 6.5. So today it opened 4.5 minus 145. It's down 2 assists, increased juice on the over for the 4.5. But Kyrie Irving has gone under, you know, the last 3 games here, he's gone under quite considerably, which was why the total has dropped. There's just one thing, you know, for the Mavericks all season, whether it's Luka Doncic or Kyrie Irving, when Derek Lively's in the game, it really helps their assist prop. But he's been in and out with injuries. He's back from a broken nose. You know, he's a lob threat. He can convert potential assists at a really high rate. Not only do you have, you know, Derek Lively, but you have Daniel Gafford now too. So however the minutes are staggered, you pretty much have a lob threat like consistently the entire game for Doncic, not Irving, to set up for alley-oops and easy assists. Why that's kind of valuable against the Raptors is Jakob Poeltl, he's questionable. He was at shoot-around. I just saw that on Twitter before we came on here. But, I mean, players always are at shoot-around and don't play. But he is questionable with an ankle injury. He left the game on Monday. That would mean Kelly Olynyk is the starting center. Kelly Olynyk is not protecting the rim. So if you got two lob threats with Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively, those assists could add up pretty quickly. This is an alternate total. It was a slightly higher expected value based on the projection we had for Irving.
Jakob Poeltl, I am his foremost stan here on the internet, so shout out to him. Okay, let's go to Indiana here for another total, another under. Give me under 238.5 with the Pelicans in town. So low scoring pattern in Pelicans road games. Average combined score of just 214.7 in their last 8 road games. 7 of those games did go under the total. And check out this, maybe a coincidence, maybe not, but Indiana has gone under in 9 straight games that have had totals of under 240. And some defensive bright spots for New Orleans, and one in particular here for the Pacers as well. So check out the Pelicans. They make you work to get shots up. The 4th fewest shots allowed over the last 10 games. Also great interior defense, so they limit easy buckets. Both of these teams great at forcing turnovers, actually. The Pelicans force the most, and the Pacers the 4th most over the last 10 games. So expect a lot of dead possessions. And maybe a little bit of a surprise here. The Pacers are allowing the 3rd fewest threes over the last 10 games. So I think a little too high there in Indiana. So give me the under on that one. Next up, Nikola Vucevic. What do you like for him, Mettler?
So I'm going over 2.5 assists. I actually played this exact total on Vucevic. It was February 14th when the Chicago Bulls took on the Cleveland Cavaliers. not scary one. We didn't win, but I still like, you know, he had five potential assists in that game. I still like the idea of going after Vucevic, especially at this number against the Cavaliers. So in that game, we actually saw Billy Donovan. He put Alex Caruso on the bench. Andre Drummond got the start. He was trying to match the size of the Cavaliers. I like that for Vucevic. Like the first play of the game, they literally ran a high-low action where Vucevic was at the nail and he threw a lob to Andre Drummond. Wasn't a good pass. Didn't get an assist for it. But the idea that that's kind of, you know, that must have been right in their scout and their game plan, because you come out, you know, your first play of the game, that's when you run. I like the idea of Drummond playing alongside Vucevic for Vucevic assist prop, because Drummond's someone who can finish around the rim. You know, usually Vucevic is the one finishing around the rim for his teammates, and he's kind of relying more on shooters for his assist. So I like the idea of Drummond playing alongside him. This is just, you know, 2.5. Vucevic was like 3.5 minus money all pretty much all season. His assists have kind of dipped down here a bit. The 2.5, this is just a good number for any game, really, for Vucevic. So 2.5 minus 115 with this matchup, with playing alongside Drummond, I like this price a lot.
Okay, next up we go to Minnesota, where the Memphis Grizzlies are in town. First half spread bet for me, give me the T-Wolves to cover the 7 points in the first half here. So enormous defensive gap between these two teams, especially in the first half. First half defensive rating over the last 10 games, first for Minnesota versus 28th for Memphis. Also helps let the Grizzlies suck on offense, 26th in first half offensive rating during the span. As a result of these stats, it's first versus 28th in first half point margin over the last 10 games. Grizz have been down at the half by an average of 8.4 points in those 10 games. And how do they match up? Well, expect the Grizzlies to dominate on the glass and in the paint. Big rebounding advantage. Minnesota, one of the best teams at defending on the inside. The Grizzlies, one of the worst at both scoring on the inside and defending in the paint. So I like the Timberwolves to get off to a fast start, -7 in the first half. Okay, Mettler, bring it home for our NBA section of the show. Mobley, what do we like?
Now there's this prop. So I'm going Evan Mobley over 2.5 assists. This is coming from the same game with Vucevic. It's actually kind of pretty much the same, like we're looking at the lineup construction here that the Bulls will give. It's the reason why I also like Evan Mobley. So Mobley yesterday, he was trading at like +140 yesterday. He had 7 assists against the Dallas Mavericks, and they pretty much just opened him up the same price today on the back-to-back. I think that's wrong. I don't think he should have been 2.5 plus, you know, huge plus money yesterday. I didn't hit the button on it. I wish I would have, but same thing for today. In terms of, you know, I expect the Bulls to start Andre Drummond, which, and the way they lined up last time was Jared Allen and Nikola Vucevic, and then Andre Drummond on Evan Mobley. The Cavaliers are going to want to attack the foot speed of Andre Drummond on the perimeter. It's a huge advantage for them to do so. And what we saw last game, so when Mobley played them on February 14th, he had 0 assists. Kind of scary if you look at a game log, but he had 6 potential assists. And if you watch the game, he was, you know, getting a step by Drummond almost every time, but Drummond's, you know, size also kind of deterred him from shooting the ball. So he was kicking out to shooters and stuff. I think you'll see Mobley, you know, he'll attack him on the perimeter. He'll get in the lane, but then he'll be looking for a pass. They're also going to use Mobley a lot as a screener because they're going to want Garland and Mitchell going downhill against Drummond in a drop. Drummond's just not the fastest of perimeter defenders. So that's something if they're going to start Vucevic and Drummond, the Cavaliers are going to want to attack Drummond and Vucevic in that on defense. I think it could lead to a lot of Mobley assists.
Okay, there you have it. That does it for our NBA section of the show. John, thanks a lot for joining us. Make sure you're following John over on X. John, best of luck with those bets, and we'll catch you again on Friday.
All right, see you on Friday.
Yes, sir. Okay, let's move over to the other kind of basketball. College hoops, NCAA ramping up here with March Madness right around the corner. So we bring in our guy, Ro. Ro, how you making out today?
Good, good.
Okay, yeah, so a 4-pack of picks here for Row. A marquee game of the night, probably number 11 Auburn versus number 4 Tennessee. What do you like for this one?
Yeah, I mean, these are two of the best teams in the country. Conference rivalry, two top 5 defenses in terms of adjusted defensive efficiency over on KenPom. And yeah, both these teams have gotten a bit better offensively from last year. Tennessee adding Dalton Connect, Auburn doing a much better job of taking care of the ball. But at the same time, defense is still the bread and butter of both of these sides. And I expect we're going to see these defenses shine today. I think there's going to be a lot of defensive intensity in a game of this magnitude. You look at the numbers. I mean, Auburn is first in the country in opponent effective field goal percentage. Tennessee is third in that number. And that number slims all the way down to 40% effective field goal percentage for their opponents when they are at home. You look at in terms of how these teams play, they are sometimes a little bit faster tempo, but that tends to be against those really up-tempo teams you sometimes see in the SEC, squads like Alabama, squads like Kentucky. When they play against teams that aren't on that same level in terms of pace, they usually prefer to slow things down, especially on the defensive side of things. Tennessee is 342nd in the country in average possession length on defense. Auburn is 288th. We see the total move up in this game, too. It opened at 150.5, up to 152.5. KenPom and Bart Torvik are both projecting 149 points. We've got Shot Quality Bets projecting 146.6. So this looks like a great number. And I'm not even getting into the fact that Auburn might be without its second leading scorer in Jalen Williams. The guy's fantastic, does a really good job of spreading the floor for them, and he's going to be a game-time decision. Even if Williams ends up playing, I love the under here. And if he doesn't end up playing, the under is an absolute bargain.
Okay, next up, some late-night Pac-12 action. It's the Battle of Oregon. Oregon State versus Oregon. Big spread here, 13 points. What do you like for this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is one of the ones where on the surface, it looks like you should probably fade the Beavers. You should probably fade the Beavers since they're the worst team in the Pac-12. 1-7 straight up in their last 8 games. 1-8 on the road. And then you've got a Ducks team that's 11-2 at home. But if you go beyond just winning straight up, you look at the spread numbers, ATS numbers, and the massive spread that we've got in this game, the Beavers are definitely the side. So even though they're the worst team in the Pac-12, they're 11-5 against the spread in their last 16 games. Oregon is just not the offensive juggernaut they've been in past years. They're just 1-5 against the spread in their last 6. You look in terms of this rivalry game, and Oregon State always seems to play them closer than they probably are expected to. 5-2 against the spread in the last 7 meetings. They faced them earlier this month, just a couple of weeks ago, and they lost by just 2 points at home, easily covered the spread there. The other thing is that Oregon State can make things ugly. This is a team that's 309th in the country in adjusted tempo, and I think they're going to be able to slow down an Oregon offense that's 214th in the country in average possession length. Also, something to keep in mind is the Ducks have been pretty inconsistent on offense lately. They've been held below 65 points in 4 of their last 6 games. So with that slower tempo here, I think the Beavers are at least going to be able to cover this massive spread, even if it doesn't really feel like a close game when you're watching it.
Okay, next up, some Conference USA action. Potentially be a tight one here. Louisiana Tech taking on Western Kentucky. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, I like Western Kentucky on the money line here. You know, Louisiana Tech is tied with Sam Houston for first place in the conference standings. But Western Kentucky is right behind them, actually beat them on the road earlier this month. Now the Hilltoppers are at home where they're 12-1, and the Bulldogs are 7-7 on the road. So they've been a little bit shaky in those away games. Bulldogs really struggle when it comes to turnovers. They're outside the top 300 in turnover rate, second last in conference play and turnover rate. And the other thing about the Bulldogs, they prefer a sluggish tempo. They like to slow things down. But with their sloppy ball handling, they often have a tough time slowing down opponents, especially when they give the ball away and teams are able to run the fast break on them. And they just don't have the offensive firepower to keep up with a Western Kentucky team that averages more than 80 points per game and shoots 49% from the field at home. So I like Western Kentucky to win here. I'm a bit surprised that they're actually catching a couple points. So I'm taking them on the money line there and get that at plus 110.
Okay, let's bring it home here. Another double-digit spread between Colorado and California, who's won 3 straight. What's your best bet for this one?
I like Colorado in the first half. You're getting that at minus 6. This is a pretty simple handicap for me. The Buffaloes have just one of the most extreme home-away splits in the country. That's not shocking when you consider the massive advantage that playing at altitude can be. But even for them, comparing previous seasons, it's still been extremely stark this year. They're just 2-7 on the road, but they're 14-1 at home with an average first half margin of plus 11.3 points per game. Meanwhile, Cal is just 3-5 on the road. You look at Colorado in terms of their analytics at home, they're 19th in adjusted offensive efficiency, 29th in defensive efficiency, and that's just at home, according to Bart Torvik there. And if you just look at these rosters, Colorado is the way more talented squad. Cody Williams is probably going to be a lottery pick. You've got Tristan Da Silva and KJ Simpson, who are, you know, Pac-12 on the all Pac-12 team last year. And the Buffaloes have also covered the first half spread in 13 of their last 18 games at home. So I like them to cover the first half spread here, but anytime they're on the road, I'm pretty much automatically fading them.
There you go. Nice little trend to bring that one together. Okay, bro. Best of luck with those bets there tonight. I'm going to catch you later this afternoon. We are recording our best bets for the UFC event on Saturday. So I will see you then, and we'll see you on the show again next week.
Good luck, Joe.
Yes, sir. Okay. Last but not least, well, maybe least in the minds of some people, NHL light schedule tonight on the ice. Just two games. I do have a bet that I like very much, so it is a puck line bet. A underdog puck line bet. We're going to take the Blue Jackets +1.5, -112 at Madison Square Garden, taking on the Rangers. So you dig into the analytics, and the Blue Jackets have been the better team here lately. 16th versus 28th in expected goals for percentage over the last 10 games. We have similar gaps in both Corsi and high danger chances as well. New York is way too dependent on its goaltending. The Rangers, they're also allowing way too many shots on net. The second most shots allowed over the last 10 games. This lines up pretty well with pucks on net being a strength of the Blue Jackets. Seventh most shots in that 10-game sample size. And a very competitive stretch here for Columbus. They've either won or covered +1.5 in 8 of their last 11 games, including last time out, picking up a win versus guess who? The New York Rangers. So I expect Columbus to be competitive again tonight in New York. Okay, some people weighing in the chat. Daryl Turner, he likes the Mavs over, so he's going against me. I like the under in Toronto. He likes the Pacers spread. I could see that, and the Kings spread as well. American versus Army could be an under too. Then we have some asshole named Delano weighing in. Dolphins under team total or under win total next season. I'll tell you guys what, I'm back all in on the Miami Dolphins for next season. Remember how sad and depressed and down on them I was at the end of the season? I'm feeling pretty good about the Dolphins going into the 2024 season. Restructuring some salaries. Going to have a good draft too. Rebuild that offensive line. Okay, lock of the year as if. Okay, so that does it for today's show. We're going to be right back with you guys. On Friday, though, make sure you are subscribed to the Covers YouTube channel. A lot of great content here covering everything that there is to cover in the world of sports betting. Best of luck with your bets tonight, and we will see you again on Friday.